atomic batteries to power.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
It may well possess a rudimentary intelligence.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Felt a great disturbance in the force.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
Come on, Mark, like a job for me.
Where's the goodies?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
You filthy criminal.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Here are your hosts, Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome to Everything Old Is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani with the ever-inquisitive David Cohen. David, how are you doing?
I'm licking my wounds, Doug.
You're inquisitive because you're asking how did that happen last week. You lost the challenge, the East Coast, West Coast challenge.
I know how it happened.
Oh, you do?
Jim is really good. Well, that's how it happened.
In case you didn't hear, Everything Old Is New Again is currently broadcast on 31 stations in 26 states and growing. And one of our first affiliates was KVGC in Jackson, California, serving the Amador County area. And the president, general manager, morning show host, Jim Geedy, had a challenge for David Cohen for some trivia. We did, and we'll continue later on in this show, trivia of game, our trivia game, which is a Name That Tune, which we're going to continue. But first, I wanted to take a look and speak to Jim and talk about his experience on radio. But before we do, we had a little section here with the barbecue guy a little ways back listening to my interviews that I do every Saturday morning with Jim on KVGC to help raise awareness to Everything Old Is New Again as broadcast Saturday and Sunday nights on his station. So let's just listen to a tune, a little something here from Barbecue Guy introducing Jim, and then we'll actually officially talk to Jim.
Now, this guy Viviani, every Friday morning, goes on this affiliate there, KVGC in Jackson, California. He talks to the co-host there. What's the name? Jim Guidi. And I don't know. He has a nice time there.
But apparently he leaves Mr. Cohen out of that conversation.
He does. He does all the time. Let's listen to what he got to go here.
It's a Friday morning. On the phone with us is our good friend Douglas Viviani, host of Everything Old Is New Again, along with David Cohen. Well, Douglas, everybody has been waiting all week long to find out, did you take your first grader to see Jurassic World?
Actually, I did. And one of the...
Father of the Year, right here, folks. We're talking to him. Father of the Year, right here. Okay.
This guy Viviani gets made fun of, but I say Jim Guidi because in New York we would say Guidi, but he really pronounces his name Jim Geedy, believe it or not. That's the California pronunciation.
Interesting.
Yeah, but anyway, he makes fun of the Viviani for taking his kid to see the Jurassic World. Let me ask you a question. Would you take your kid to see it?
Assuming I had children, I would probably take them to certain films, yes.
All right, good.
So there's our second reference to Jim through Barbecue Guy and Fondue Guy. I guess those two, you know, they've got something for you there, Jim. They keep bringing up these clips about you and I.
I don't know. David, you're more than welcome to join us every week when we visit.
Well, thanks. I've never been officially invited, but I'll see what I can see if it fits into my schedule, Jim. Yeah, I'm really busy. What time do you go on there, Doug? New York time?
Well, it's
6 in the morning.
It's about 5:45 California time.
Yeah, I'm really busy sleeping at that time. but thank you. I would actually like to come on.
I think, Jim, the only thing way you can get him back on the show is to lose later on in our show here today, this trivia question, and then maybe he'll come on.
Before we go on any further in the show, what did we leave the score at last week?
Jim has 14. David Cohen, 13.
But so officially, he won, right? I'm a little unclear what's going on.
We're going to continue where we left off, so you have an opportunity to come back.
So there was no win?
No, it was like, you know, the playoffs, and now we've got the World Series at the end of this.
Oh, all right, so I still have a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
that's
Jim,
why I'm not really talking any smack here. I'm just kind of keeping it.
He's laying low. Well, this is a perfect time to ask you then about Everything Old Is New Again. Again, you were probably one of the first to sign us up, and the question is, was there something that you heard that gave you a little hint into what the show would be like every week?
Well, to be very honest with you, we were looking for a show to be a lead-in to our evening, because on the weekends we have old-time radio shows, we have a jazz show, we have some other programming, and that leads into Coast to Coast AM, and we were looking for a good lead-in show at 6 o'clock, and I was just searching the, you know, you go on the internet and you can search programming sites, and there was this show, and I was like, wonder what this show is all about. And when I first saw it, I thought, well, everything old is new again. Maybe it's these guys talking about, you know, 20s music or ragtime. So I didn't know, you know. And then I clicked on it and went and listened to the demo you had there. And so then we called, you know, called the company that you syndicate through, and we hooked up, and we've been with you ever since.
And it's been a good, it's been a great relationship.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, you've said it. It's like two guys sitting down talking about Disney princesses. Or not? No, it's not talking about Disney princesses.
It's like arguing over.
Arguing, that's it.
Right. We have the arguments you love to have about the, which is the most, the favorite Disney princess, et cetera, at a bar or whatever. So we try to have that. Now, have you had any, any feedback since we've been on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Like what? Like get it off the air? What kind of feedback?
What are those guys doing? What is this?
The other day, as a matter of fact, it was around the 4th of July, a friend of mine said, can I go down and meet those guys? And I said, who are you talking about? The guys that are on the air right now, because we were at a party and everything is new was playing. And I said, well, where do you think they're at? Well, they're down at the studio, aren't they? I said, no, they're in New York. This is a syndicate. They thought you were actually here, and that's the good part of the program, the show. I mean, you say where you're from. Obviously, we can tell you're from the East Coast, but you fit right in. It's just like talking to your neighbors, and that's what radio is all about. And you guys make it work.
I appreciate that. That's you know, because people right now. We'll get into this in the next section. I want to ask you about the future of radio, and we'll talk about that in the next section. But I know that some of your theme is that you know, local radio is important, live and local, and right. And I agree with that. And but I also say that there are shows that are local by nature. In other words, what we talk about, I think everyone in the country can relate to, and it could be like you just said, your next door neighbors, so to speak, other than the accent. If we have one, I don't know.
Your accent. Though. You have
an your accent. You have one.
Exactly. But
I have one to you? Do I have an accent to you? Do I sound?
Well, yeah, I think you do, Jim.
There you go. Which is all great. We love the diversity of all that. But like I say, it is local in that nature where we know you, we know the station, we go on and just have some fun to try to bring some fun back to the radio.
And the show kind of transcends all boundaries. My 30-year-old son enjoys it, and my 21-year-old son enjoys it, and they like to listen to it because they'll tell me, they both work here, and they'll tell me, hey, did you hear what was on the show this week? Did you hear about that? And then my wife loves it when your daughter or your son are on it. She likes that. She doesn't like the barbecue guy too much, but the fondue guy she likes. She likes fondue. I think there might be something going on there between my wife and the fondue guy, but I don't know about that. But yeah, no, it's a show for everybody, and that's what fits with our station. And as you say, we'll talk more about it maybe in another segment, but that's really important to us, that it's a family show. It's a couple of guys sitting around talking, and you know, it works. That's all I'm going to say. It works.
Thank you. And I think some of it also is, and you know, when I say bring fun to the radio, it's not like radio isn't fun now, but it's different. You know, we've got a lot of morning shows that like yours that are a lot of fun and informative, but it seemed to me anyway, especially on the weekends, that a lot of that fell off, and all of a sudden it's just a financial talk or paid programming or, you know, a show about health and awareness and things like that, which is great, but, you know, fun radio used to have fun with Bob and Ray and Gene Shepherd and a lot of shows like that, and I'm hopefully aspiring to at least put a smile on someone's face every weekend, you know?
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And it does. And the topics, you know, sometimes they're a little weird, but they're good. They're good.
Sometimes.
The five is pretty good. All right. We'll be back. A little something here for your wife and your female listeners, and we'll be right back. And everything will listen to you. Here's Angelica.
Now, back to America's Entertainment Pop Culture Talk Show. Everything old is new again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
These two had arguments about the fairs. Were New York better than California fairs? Let's hear about that.
Talk about excitement. I know you've got that Amador County Fair coming up this weekend.
Yep. The best small county fair in California.
I got to compare it. I would suggest to you, tongue-in-cheek, that East Northport Fair that we have here in New York can't compete. But I'm going to compare it.
So what do you
compare? I know you've got, like, what, a rodeo is a big deal over there, right?
Yep. We got rodeo Saturday night. Saturday night rodeo sells out.
We have a petting zoo. That's as close as we get to. And you've got, like, livestock competitions.
Oh, yes.
We have a magician for kids, which is the same magician for, like, the last 14 years and hasn't changed the act yet. So that's...
All right, there you go. A little discussion about the fairs along New York versus California.
It seems the chemistry between Doug and this other gentleman seems to work a lot better than Doug and David. So it'd be interesting to see how that evolves.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again.
Wow, a fun new guy. Really advocating for the firing of David Cohen.
And I wonder where that creation came from, that fondue guy. He's a buddy of yours, and he threw you under the...
He threw me under the bus.
Yeah, under the bus, because he wants the challenge. He's got the challenge, which we're going to do here on Everything Old is New Again, the next two segments with Jim Geedy from KVGC in California and David Cohen from New York on the trivia. But, you know, this guy, now all of a sudden the chemistry is challenging. I don't know.
All right.
Douglas, let me ask you a question. The name of the fair is the North Point Fork Fair. What was it?
It's actually East Northport Festival, they call it. East Northport Festival. You can look it up, East Northport, New York.
It's actually located just south of East Northport.
And I'll tell you, they've added, I'm very happy this year, because they've added a wine tasting and a beer section. So even though there's, it's on a...
And that's just for the kids.
Right. It's on a baseball field with you're watching a band and the sand is all in your face and everything else. At least we can have something to survive it with a nice glass of Chianti or something. Anyway.
is there baked good competitions? Is there art shows for kids to enter?
No, there's a lot of games, the rides, they have that for sure. They've got, again, this magician who hasn't changed. There's a petting zoo, which is like a duck, a chicken, and a frog. Yeah. There's there's a lot of sausage and peppers. Every other person there is selling a sausage and pepper. That's about it. So cannoli and a band that plays. That's usually a high school band that's playing. They sound like they're a band of four, but they're a band of, 17. They just, like, half of them don't play because they don't know the instruments. I don't know. It's not that great. It's just,
is this something that the news would play at, maybe?
The news?
It's a great reference. That's a reference back to...
I think the news would have been too good for this fair. I'm just guessing here.
That's what David and I used to play in high school, the news. And we're talking with Jim Geedy, and I just wanted to get into a little bit about radio and the current state of radio. Where do you think we are? Where do you think we're going?
We're in a good way. And the smart radio people are staying in radio, and the smart radio programmers are programming to one thing. And we touched on this a little bit in the last segment, and that is local. In order for radio to survive, we need to be local. And that's what's happened to radio. When radio in the 80s became a big dollar investment for corporations that knew nothing about broadcasting and should have stayed out and continued through the 90s. What radio needs to do is radio needs to remember its roots and to embrace localism. That's what's important, and that's what makes us a success, and that's what makes, small market to medium market radio stations a success. We've had a number of large market stations in California basically not go dark but change their formats to nothing but recorded music or syndicated programming because of the lack of localism. And you may say, well, you know what? I don't like to listen to the radio. I don't like the commercials. I listen to, my satellite radio, my XM, my Sirius, or my whatever you have. Well, yeah, that's all well and good, but if you're listening to your satellite radio and there is an accident or a emergency, a fire, or whatever, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. And there's a recent survey has been released that shows that the 20 and 30-somethings that we thought we were losing in radio to, like, your iPods and your Pandoras and, you know, the satellites, actually, when they marry and they start having families, they come back to radio. So we never really lost them. They're just, as they mature, they're replacing their parents, kind of. So we're attracting them with the news and information that local radio has. Our radio station and most successful small to medium market radio stations are basically programmed as you would find a hometown radio station was back in the 60s. And that's why we survive, and that's why we will survive. And that's what radio needs to do to survive. And the big boys are starting to pick up on this a little bit. They're starting to pick up on it. And that's the future of radio, localism, being local.
Hey, Jim, with that concept in mind, is there any way to make that portable?
Yeah. Like, we use Facebook pretty heavily for that. We do... We have our news headlines. In fact, we actually video them. We have a little set off to the side that we do, and so people hit that and they get the news there, and it's continuously growing. And yeah, podcasting is very big on demand.
Right.
And I want to hear it, you know, when I want it on demand, and that's you know, very useful too.
Well, the other thing I would say also is maybe I'm not exactly the demographic, but I don't feel like having to program my day with podcast. Let me listen to this podcast, then tomorrow, you know, then at 11 o'clock I'm going to tune into this podcast, at 12 o'clock I'm going to turn, you know, to something else. I like to just turn on the radio if it's something that has interested me in the past and let them do the work. So I want to hear your morning show, Jim, when you're at the fair in Amador County. I want to hear the interviews of what's going on. I want to be there. I don't want to have to keep, and it's okay with podcasts to do here and there if you missed a show or an entertainment show like ours, for sure. But the local things, the local activities that are going on, I'm not tuning into a podcast, but what I may do is go to your website and kvgcradio.com and click on Listen Live, and now I've got your show right there. It's almost like an old-time transistor radio.
Right. We have apps for iPhone, for Android. That is the new platform for radio. Everybody has one.
We'll be right back to continue with Everything Old is New Again game show.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani. I am now moderating the challenge that has been offered by Jim Geedy from KVGC, who we've been talking to the last couple of segments on our show. He's out in Jackson, California. This is a TV theme song, Name That Tune, against David Cohen of Everything Old is New Again and New York City. So this is the Battle of Coasts.
I'm nervous. I haven't had to defend the title. This is my first title defense, and I feel like I'm in over my head.
And Jim, listen, Jim is up.
See what I mean?
We're ready.
He's got his own clips. You see, it's spreading. The use of clips is spreading. Jim, it's up 14 to 13 from last week's show. We're going to continue now with Name That Tune. These are TV theme songs. You can name the tune in either 9, 7, 5, 3, or 1 seconds. The loser, David Cohen, has control of the board, though,
the loser,
in
David
this game.
Cohen.
So the loser, or the losing person right now, has the opportunity to say, this is a sitcom from the 1970s.
3 seconds.
Jim?
Name it.
3 seconds.
MASH.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. We now have a tie game. Yet another sitcom from the 1970s. Jim?
3 seconds.
David?
I'll go with 1 second.
Oh, wow. Here we go. 1 second.
Welcome back.
Oh, come on.
Let me just get the title right. Welcome Back, Kotter.
Yes, it is. Okay. David, you just took the lead, just so everyone is aware. Jim, you've got a challenge here, and this is a show that is off the air now, was on and off in many incarnations over the last 10 years.
5 seconds.
David.
3 seconds.
Jim, you can do it in one. You can.
1 second.
Yeah. Did you get that?
No.
Try it a little louder.
$6 million man.
Oh, wow, it's almost that. David Cohen.
What do I get to hear?
You have to hear the 3-second version.
24.
It is 24. I don't know if Jim was able to hear that. Sometimes there's a connection off there. So I'm going to give Jim the opportunity again. Controlling the board. Right now, Jim, this is a show from the 1960s, a spoof of sorts.
3 seconds.
3 seconds. David?
Are we doing the name, like, sing the rest of the lines?
No, the only thing we have left is this
game. Oh, okay. 3 seconds. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay.
Jim.
Batman.
It sure is. Wow, you have a little bit of a comeback here. David Cohen has 17. Jim has 16. Since Jim just got that right, David, you have control of the board.
Wait a second. You, every time David's behind, you say the loser has control of the board. Now that I'm behind,
The winner has control of the board. I'm mixing it up with that last game we played.
Oh,
Jim,
okay.
Jim, what do you got? This is going to be a show from the 1960s. You're going to love this. It's a sitcom, family sitcom.
3 seconds.
Yes. David.
One.
David's got it. Here we go.
Oh.
David.
The Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, he's got it. He's got it. All right. Now, David, you control the board. You just won that point. So you have a cartoon right now. Cartoon. That's all I'm going to say.
Just the cartoon.
That's all I want to give too much away.
3 seconds.
Okay. Jim.
Go ahead.
3 seconds for David Cohen.
Ooh.
Is it The Simpsons?
It is The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
What's the score?
You are up by 3, let's put it that way at this point. You won that point? There you go.
Give Jim a point for that.
That's the tiebreaker. If you tie, Jim wins because he has his own sound effect. All right. This show is from the 1980s. I don't want to give any more. Some of these are so easy. Just going to say that. A Cops and Robbins show from the 80s.
3 seconds.
Jim.
Boy, I'm no good at cops. Go ahead.
Okay.
Except that one.
But David,
Miami Vice.
No, it's not.
Oh!
Jim, do you need to hear it for 5 seconds or do you know it?
Go ahead, please.
5 seconds, Mike.
The Rockford Files?
Oh, no. Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I.
Now, this is a trick question, okay? I need to know which incarnation of this show is the theme song. There's a number of incarnations of this show. That's all I'm going to say.
Is this my...
And now, David, you still control the board.
Which incarnation of the theme... Okay.
You'll know the theme song, I think. But anyway.
All right, so I'll say 5 seconds.
Okay. Jim?
I'll say 3 seconds.
David?
All right, Jim, go ahead.
Three seconds. Mike? Jim?
Okay, so that's Hawaii 5-0.
Nope.
Nope.
Play it again, because I don't know if you heard it. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
I know the theme song, but...
I know it. I don't need
David
to hear
Cohen?
It. It's The Odd Couple.
Which incarnation?
The current incarnation.
That's the current Odd Couple. It does sound like an odd version of Hawaii 5-0, but it's not.
Yeah. See, I can't hear. I'm here in California. I can't hear that well.
Sound travels.
David Cohen.
Slowly.
An animal is the star of this show. An animal is the star of this show. How many seconds?
3.
Name it.
Name that song. David Cohen.
Lancelot Link.
It's Lancelot Link. It is. Ooh, David's really having a
Jim,
good time.
Jim, did you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
David, you're up by 5. We've got to make a little bit of a comeback here. We still have another section. Yes. David still has control. How many seconds? I'm just going to say that. I'm not even going to give you a hint. It's a sitcom from the 70s.
1 second.
Whoa. All right. David Cohen. Here we go. Yes, the answer is...
Taxi.
It is Taxi. Whoa, man. All right, David, you still have control of the board. It is now a sitcom from the 60s.
5 seconds.
Jim.
3 seconds.
David?
Go ahead, Jim.
All right, Jim. Can you hear that?
I Love Lucy.
Yes, it is. Jim has control of the board. We'll be back right after this to continue our game show.
I'm on a hot streak.
You are. David just came back big time here. You are up by 5 still, young David Cohen. But things can change quickly. We have another 10, probably 10 or so questions to go.
Okay. Well, wait a second. I just got something here handed to me. This is, okay. This is your renewal.
So I think Jim is up by 5. I think you're reading that wrong,
Doug. or the fix is in. We could go either way with that.
Yeah.
The game show fix is in.
So I'm up by 5. There's 10 left. And who controls the board?
Well, there's 10 left.
You know what we're going to do? Since this is Final Jeopardy, each of these will be worth 2 points.
Oh.
We'll give Jim an opportunity to come back. Make sense?
Makes sense.
All right, so we'll be back.
Why are you touching the microphone?
Here we go.
Because I want him. It seems like a stuffed animal.
Okay.
You're a vandal flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever a peace man.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome back. Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani, and we are now at the World Series, the final matchup of the TV theme song trivia contest. Name that tune on Everything Old is New Again. I'm here with David Cohen from Everything Old is New Again, who has been challenged by the Morning Man on KBGC in Jackson, California, Jim Keady. Jim, welcome back. You are...
Glad to be back.
You are approximately 5 points behind.
10 points.
5 points behind. We have 10 questions to go. Each question now, I'm going to do this. The first 5 questions are worth 2 points. The next 5 questions are worth 3 points.
Ooh,
so give you the opportunity,
drama.
Either David to run away with it or Jim to come on back. How's that make sense?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to continue with Name That Tune. David, you have control of the board. This is a show from the 1960s. That's all I'm going to say, because some of these are very well-known. I don't want to give too many hints.
All right. 3 seconds.
Wow. Jim.
1 second.
1 second. Here it is, nice and loud for Jim. Did you hear it, Jim?
Dick Van Dyke Show.
It sure is. That's 2 points for Jim. He is now within 3 points, 9 questions to go. My mistake. All right. This is a one of your favorite sitcoms.
You want to get a point for honesty?
You get the tiebreaker. You get the tiebreaker. David, how many seconds? One of your favorite sitcoms.
Favorite sitcoms?
Yes.
My favorite sitcoms?
The world's favorite sitcoms.
3 seconds.
Jim.
1 second.
1 second for Jim. Jim. Two points. Sure, nice and loud.
Seinfeld.
It sure is. That's 2 points for Jim. Jim is 3 points behind. Let's move along. Jim, you've got control of the board. Well, it's worth 2 points.
Yeah.
Jim, this is going to be a show that's on the air right now, entering its second season.
Ooh. 3 seconds.
It's going to be a hard one.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay.
3 seconds.
My name is Walter O'Brien.
Can you turn up?
Sure. Turn a little louder. Let's see if we get this right.
My name is Walter O'Brien.
3 seconds.
Boy. Nope.
Great little show.
Let's Scorpion.
It is Scorpion, correct. All right, David, you are now...
I don't watch that show. I don't even know if it's on here in California.
David, you are up by... you're up now by 4.
You've totally lost control of the score. I don't trust anything you're doing right now.
All right, a cartoon. That's all I'm going to say to you.
3 seconds.
Wow. Jim.
Name it.
Name it for 3 seconds.
Flintstones.
Flintstones for 2 points. All right.
But what version of the Flintstones? You know, there's two theme
what
songs
season?
For the Flintstones.
What season?
Yeah. What season?
I didn't ask that, so you're getting, I didn't even know there was another one. All right, we're now going to 3 points each. At this point, we have David Cohen is up by 7. 3 points each, 5 questions to go. Who has control of the board? David, you have control of the board. Sitcom that's currently on the air.
Wow. I'm not that familiar with them. 3 seconds.
Name it.
Our whole universe is in a hot damn...
I'm familiar with that one, though. The Big Bang Theory.
It is the Big Bang Theory. You can remain control of a sitcom from the 80s.
3 seconds.
3 seconds. Jim. Got to start taking some chances now.
Yeah, 1 second.
1 second for Jim. Wouldn't you like... Did you hear it?
No, play it again. Wouldn't you like... I don't know.
David.
I can name it right now.
Go ahead.
Cheers.
It is Cheers, David. You have control. We'll just say a Law and Order man. Law and Order man. That's the show.
What is
that?
That's
the hint. That's all you're getting. How many seconds?
5.
Jim.
3.
David.
Go ahead.
3 seconds.
No idea what this is about.
Name that tune.
Lone Ranger.
It sure is. All right, Jim, you are now, let's see, you've got...
40 points behind.
No, you actually, you are 4, you are 8 points behind. But that's okay. You have control of the board. This is one of my favorite shows of all time.
3 seconds.
David.
1.
Go right ahead. Jim? I mean, Mike?
This is David.
Yep. What was it?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't hear
it. Jim, can you steal it?
Star Trek.
It sure is. All right, let's take a look at the points here. We are now, there's 10.
We're probably 20. Tied. I don't know.
You're up by 6.
You're up by 6,
yes.
All right.
All right, so this is the last one I have. Maybe we'll do a little trivia question at the end.
Let's go double or nothing. Let's go.
I'm
putting everything out on the table on this one.
All right, so whoever wins this wins the game. And I'm going to give it to David Cohen. I'm not saying anything about it.
Well, shouldn't Jim? Because
Jim has control. Jim, I'm not saying anything about it.
3 seconds.
Go ahead, Jim.
There we go. Oh, it's a challenge, boy. You know this one? You deserve to have the championship.
My mother's the car.
No. David.
I can hear more. Right?
You can hear 3 seconds then.
It was.
I'm sorry. 5 seconds.
That's soap.
It is soap. There it is. We have our champion, young David Cohen. What a battle. What a comeback from last week to this week, Jim. There you go. What a good sport.
Give a round of applause, everybody. Give a round of applause.
What a good sport. We had Jay Johnson on our show.
That's right.
A little ways back talking about ventriloquism. That was a lot of fun.
Let me just say that if any of those last few questions were, continue the lyrics, Jim would have kicked my butt. There's no question about it.
Yes, that clearly was his...
Thank you for making it feeling.
Next time we do this, we'll have to focus a little more on that, so I have a little more of those to give Jim the opportunity to come back. Jim, anything for us? Any questions you have for Everything Old is New Again from California?
No, just, how'd you guys get interested in radio? Have you always been interested in radio?
I go back to listening to radio when I was probably, started up 10 years old and listening to Bob and Ray walking down to the field. And I love that. I love Radio Mystery Theater. Every night I'd listen to that, an hour show of, if you remember that show with E.G. Marshall. Gene Shepard, I used to listen to him on Sunday night, raconteur and talk about stories about his life in a humorous way. So I never got enough of the radio. I loved it. I remember listening to Muhammad Ali fights as a kid. The Thrill in Manila was on 1010 WINS. It was a news station, and they didn't broadcast. It wasn't like the old days. They broadcast these shows, these fights. So I would listen to every 3 or 4 minutes, it would break in and give you a summary of what happened. I was in bed at the time because it was late at night, and I was a young guy. What happened? And so I love the radio for information, and I've said this before, I love it for information, yes, but I also love it for entertainment. Maybe I'm an old-school guy, but that's what I loved about radio. Still love it to this day, but I'm a little... disappointed that there's not enough entertainment. Maybe it's because there's so much else to look for. How about you, David?
Do I have any time to speak?
You got a minute.
A minute? No. I was always into music, so there was a station that I'd listen to every day after school and on the weekends, and it wasn't so much about the music. It was about the personalities. And it was Scott Muni and Dennis Elsis, and I love these guys. I love the way the tone in their voice and how they made you feel like they were just a friend of yours, you know what I mean? And
yep.
And I just wanted to be one of them, and that's what got me interested.
All right, last question for both of you, this easy one. If you could be on any TV game show, what TV game show would you be on?
Go ahead, David.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, I love Password. I would love to be on Password.
I'd like to be on Match Game.
Match
Game's
a good one.
Game,
and,
yeah.
And the Pyramid. I love the 100,000 or 10,000 or whatever Pyramid. I
There's
love
a lot
that
of pressure on the Pyramid, though. Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of
there is.
Strive for that pressure. All right, Jim, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being with you.
Thank you, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
All right, we're going to have Angelica sing us out.
Congratulations, David. Woo!
Thanks, Jim. You are a worthy opponent.
We will see you again on the other side.
Bye. Everything's going to be all new again. And I'll see you next time on Everything Old is Nude Again.